Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Thursday morning edition. Today's date is the 19th day of July, 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. It is the middle of the night here in France. I have been up looking over the internet and reading emails, and there are so many things happening in the world that I just felt compelled to discuss some of the events that are taking place. First one I want to start with, ladies and gentlemen, is the condition of Mr. Boleyn. In spite of the incessant claims by an email that he is okay, I am going to tell you that I believe that Mr. Boleyn is not okay. Mr. Boleyn has been taken. Mr. Boleyn is in the control of someone, that there is absolutely no way, zero possibility, that Mr. Boleyn is safe or well or his family. And that as long and as this present situation continues, I fear the worst for Mr. Boleyn. And this is in spite of people across the internet. Many of them are agents, I'm sure, trying to convince everyone that Boleyn's emails constitute his safety, and Boleyn's possible phone calls to them, which may or may not be the real thing, are proof positive that he is in good condition. That is an absolute fraud. Christopher Boleyn could have gone to any phone and done any number of interviews so far. He could have made statements in a long period of discussion with either myself or Eric or anybody or Jim Condit. His recent statements on email that he did not work with closely with the French Connection, or implying that through that email, is an absolute lie. Christopher Boleyn, in private conversations to me, has repeatedly and successively indicated that French Connection was the best truth broadcast out there, and that he was proud to work with us. That was as little as 6 weeks ago he said that to me. And he was also grateful that we were there to help him get donations for his legal defense fund, which came in from all over the world, principally from Britain, at the urgings of people like Mohammed Rafig, which I will get to in a minute. The idea that this statement would have validity is beyond, ladies and gentlemen, beyond the pale. And it is a fraud. And if it was in fact Mr. Boleyn, which I don't think that it was, or I don't believe that it could have been, he's under duress. There is absolutely no way he's safely having a nice summer. And there is certainly no way, with the kinds of events the world is now facing today, on this 19th day of July, Mr. Boleyn would be in hiding and not writing about these events. He has spent his last 7 or 8 years of his life working diligently to inform the world of just how dire our condition is. And there is zero chance that he would not be in this, up to his eyeballs, participating, especially if he were safe. And that is a fact. And the supporters here are, in my view, should not send a single dime, not one single cent, not a centime to whoever's claiming to be Mr. Boleyn. Because what would I believe is that whoever you're going to be sending that to, first of all, would not be utilizing it for Boleyn's safety. But secondly, I think he's making that call to send money as a way of making it seem legitimate. But there is no legitimate correspondence, verbally or otherwise, that anyone has made that gives me the belief or the feeling that Mr. Boleyn is in any way safe, or his family, or Halia, or his two children. And the simple fact of the matter is that this whole event and whole situation stinks to high heaven. Now, as for the forums out there, many of them, Liberty Forum, this septic tank over there at Wake Up From Your Slumber, it's just a nest of disinformation people. These people are working feverishly to lie and obfuscate and completely disassemble the facts and make accusations that are absolutely unfounded, and repeatedly when people are brought to the facts, they deny them, or they stop posting, or they ignore them, or they make believe that whatever that question was never asked. Mohammed Rafik, it was indicated to me through an email of one of our supporters, was posting there, so I went to the site and read what he had to say, and eloquent, powerful, incredible, extremely well thought out questions to every one of the people who are detractors, and in each case, it was just another attempt at not facing these facts, a diversion. As for people who have claimed to speak to Bolin and know that he's safe, that is a fraud, and either they've been duped or they are part of the criminal network. That is my statement to the person who's been spreading the idea that Bolin contacted them and he's fine. They are liars, and if they may be lying by intent, or they may be lying by deception on their being deceived on their own part. But in either sense, those statements are not to be trusted or be believed. Now, I'm somebody who knows this guy better than just about anybody except Eric Hupschmidt. And the idea that he didn't work closely with the French Connection is absolute nonsense. And anyone who knows anything about our files and our information and the interviews that we did would know that. If you remember, he came to my home. He drove from Switzerland across France, 700 miles, all the way down to the other side of the nation to have a dinner of Thanksgiving with me in a rented car, and then returned the same track. Now, this took days and days of travel with his family and his wife and children to sit down and slice up turkey and eat a wonderful dinner together. And if that's somebody that doesn't know someone else, then I think you guys, I don't know, when was the last time you drove across country to have a Thanksgiving dinner with somebody that you didn't know? And the idea that when you take a look at this, if you don't follow the French Connection very closely, I'd like you to understand that this situation with Mr. Bolin is rather dire, and I think it might be that he is either being held and forced in at some point to make correspondences, or he may not even be with us. In either sense, my first feeling about this, my stomach told me that this was something terribly wrong here, and it has never abated. And in fact, with each subsequent correspondence or so-called correspondence from him, it becomes more and more clear to me that this is a fraud and that he is, in fact, met with some terrible event or foul play, and his family. Now, it is my belief also that if we allow him to fall down the memory hole, we will become victims as well. Now, this fight is hotting up in many ways, and you must all sense that they are in a place where it could spin out of control for these people, these criminal Zionists. And in fact, they're attempting to become very aggressive at taking their control back. You are watching a financial implosion of America as we speak. That basket of currencies I've so frequently talked about is just on the precipice of sliding below the 80 point. As I've told you, when it does, what we're going to see is a full-scale rush for exits. You're noticing that the exchange rate of gold, the gold stocks are flying high. All of the places that are flights to safety are finding huge surges in activity. You're also finding countries such as Russia and China and others are posturing. Some of it is nonsense, some of it real. But there is a series of criminal acts and events just on our horizon that I believe are going to be perpetrated in order to paint over the crises that are coming both financially and politically. There may well be in the offings, just in some short period here, a martial law type of event coming. And in that event, it will be the federal government that is the enemy here. There is no Al-Qaeda. You all know that. There is no terrorist other than the governments themselves that are involved in these deceptions, such as the MI6 in Britain and the Israeli government. And, of course, many of the other Western governments have acquiesced to all these crimes, along with the American CIA and others. Now, does that mean each CIA agent is involved in this? I can't imagine that all of them would be going along with this. But certainly we know that the FBI has for many decades not done anything that would even resemble an investigation into the crimes that we have been identifying here on the Internet and here on the French Connection. So you must assume immediately that leadership within these two organizations are both in the hands of the criminals. You can see it through the association to Israel and to the Zionist Jewish leadership in these groups, such as, Mr. Chertoff, for example. Or if you want to even take it a look over further over to the Pentagon with the Zalkheim, or you want to talk about Douglas Faith, or you want to talk about Mr. Worms, or you want to talk about Mr. Ladine. I mean, all of these people, each and every one of them are up to their eyeballs involved in the criminal activity, bringing in a Zionist Jew from East Germany named Marcus Wolf, bringing in a man, I think his name is Pincus, actually, another Jewish gentleman, bringing in Yevgeny Premakov as a worker to set up a Soviet-style gulag system in America that has been so long in the making. I believe he's no longer alive. I think he died recently. I may be corrected on that. Send me an email if I'm wrong. But all of this stuff is shaping up to be coming into full bloom for these criminals right now. And I don't believe they've done this intentionally this period of time. I believe that it's actually happening because they are being forced to because of the Internet exposing their criminality. I believe it's my gut feeling that they don't want these events to take place yet. They're not ready to make all these things happen, but I think we have succeeded in exposing them in so many places that they believe it may spin out of control if they don't take the situation back. Now, what's your role in this? Your role is to tell everybody everywhere, just nonstop emails, audio files. Where's Bolin? What's going on in America? Look at the finances. Look at the evidence. Look at the Khazarian connection. Look at the Pentagon being bought and paid for. Look at Rahm Emanuel's family. Look at the ownership of Hollywood. The press, Disney, New York Times, the Salzburg family, the Honig family. Look into all of this, the Brooks, the Allens, the Levies. I mean, look at all the people we've talked about on the French Connection. Go through the files. Begin to share the information with people. Pound the pavement. Explain it slowly to people. You know, baby feed them if you need to. Force feed them if you have to. Do whatever is necessary that this story not only becomes bigger as they begin to do their work, but it becomes a force measure that they cannot resist. Now, because they've turned up the heat in so many ways, we have to do the same in the opposite direction or we will be bowled over. And we cannot allow that to happen. We've done so much work. We've made such an effort. All the things that we have feared are beginning to take shape for them in the criminal sense. But their strength is not what you believe. Much of the strength that they are claiming or demonstrating is really limited. They can grab headlines, ladies and gentlemen. They can make events look dire. They can implode financial situations, but they cannot control us all. And all we need to do in every sense is just to stand up and begin to tell our fellows around us the exact nature of their crimes and how it is they're attempting to do this to us all. Chris Bolin worked tirelessly and made a daily effort to be a truth teller. And his association with the French Connection is a proud segment of our effort. And the fact that anybody would try to sell you, the listener, the idea that he has not worked with us or has not had a close association with us, think back just to one event of CNN when Christopher was put on the air. In fact, they came to the French Connection first, and I put them in touch with Christopher, and Christopher decided to do that broadcast. Probably, in hindsight, may or may not have been a good idea, but we did get more exposure. But the simple fact is that Chris did work with us on a daily basis and did contact us regularly, and we worked together and, in fact, had a very high level of respect for both each other's work. So, crunch time. Yeah, this is when the real, you know, rubber meets the road, ladies and gentlemen. And if we are going to have a free world, and if we're going to have a free life, you need to take these initiatives seriously and start working full time to make this knowledge known more widely. This is not an Alex Jones request. This man is never going to tell you that Zionists are killing us. He will never tell you who the real bad guys are in Washington. He will never explain to you how they've manipulated and blackmailed and extorted and homosexual pedophilia on most of our politicians. He'll never explain the depth of our sellout politician and political structure. He will never explain to you how the Jewish mafia, this Zionist mafia, is in control of France and England and Germany. But if you are willing to do the research and look behind these veils, you will discover immediately that in every case that I just described, that is the fact. Please, spend the time, share the information, push harder than ever. Pray for, if you are a religious person, pray for Mr. Boleyn's family. If you are, but that should not be the only thing you do. If that's your take on the world, you should also take action with those prayers, because that family is in serious straits and needs the assistance of each and every one of you right now. Please, ladies and gentlemen, the French Connection is asking you with hat in hand to fight harder and to bring these facts out. We will be doing some updates shortly, Eric, myself, and others, to bring more clarity to these facts. But I wanted to do it a middle-of-the-night file just to tell you how concerned I am. In fact, I can't sleep because of it. It's nightmarish, the idea that Chris is not safe, and I can't sleep not knowing that that he and his family are in such danger. Anyway. This is Daryl Bradford Smith asking each and every one of you to be safe, be well, and fight on, please. Till the next time. Bye-bye now.
Manhã, tão bonita manhã, na vida uma nova cantando só teus olhos, teu riso, tuas mãos, pois há de haver um dia em que virás das cordas do meu violão, que só teu amor procurou. Vem uma voz falar dos beijos perdidos nos lábios teus.